Republicans and Georgia's Trump Country to Vote on Reducing Legal Immigration. By John Binder on May 18, 2022. In Coweta County, Georgia, where former President Donald Trump swept with nearly 70% of the vote in 2020, GOP primary voters will voice their opinions on reducing overall legal immigration to the United States. Later this month, on May 24, Coweta County Republican primary voters will head to the polls to cast their votes in the state's highly contested gubernatorial race. In Coweta County, primary voters will also be asked about their opinions on the current rate of legal immigration. The question on the county ballot reads, according to federal government statistics, the U.S. adds over 1 million new legal immigrants a year on average. Should that number be reduced to 500,000 or less? Brent Frost, chairman of the Coweta County Republican Party, told Breitbart News the goal of the question is to grasp where GOP voters are on the issue of legal immigration. The question is one of the first of its kind to hit a county-wide ballot. We hope that Coweta County Republican voters will send a clear message that we want to put American workers, families, and taxpayers first, said Frost. We hope to see it on the ballot statewide in 2024. Frost is particularly interested in moving elected Republicans away from the donor class and big business lobbies' preferred talking points that dictate illegal immigration is bad. Legal immigration is good without any specifics on the level of legal immigration. We look forward to getting some excellent data on how Republican voters feel about meaningful reductions in immigration into our country, Frost said in a statement. For decades, polls have shown that Americans support lowering legal immigration levels, but very few Republicans have had the courage to introduce legislation. Emphasis added. Thankfully, in the last few years, we have seen several outstanding bills introduced in Congress, from the RAISE Act by David Perdue and Tom Cotton to Marjorie Greene's excellent legislation, the Protect America First Act, H.R. 1883, that would put an immigration moratorium in place for 4 years. We think that this type of legislation is supported by the vast majority of Republican primary voters, and this ballot question will help to prove it. Emphasis added. For decades now, over a million legal immigrants are rewarded green cards annually, and another million are given temporary work visas to take American jobs. At these historically high levels, the U.S. is on pace to drive up the nation's foreign-born population to a total not seen since 1890. Today's foreign-born population, driven almost exclusively by legal immigration, stands at 46.2 million, the largest number of immigrants residing in the U.S. in recorded history. At current legal immigration levels, the foreign-born population is expected to hit over 69 million by 2060. As Breitbart News has previously reported, past waves of record levels of immigration have been followed by near-immigration moratoriums. The nation's last immigration boom, between 1900 and 1920, was eventually met with an immigration halt. Between 1925 and 1966, annual legal immigration levels did not exceed 327,000 admissions, a four-decades-long near-moratorium that allowed the massive inflows of years prior immigrants the ability to assimilate. Since major changes were enacted in 1965 and expanded on in the 1990s by former President George H.W. Bush, legal immigration levels have continued booming for over five decades. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.